Well, hello guys, and it's Friday night. And yes, Peroni's on the menu. Now this picture in the thumbnail, you all know what this one's about, don't you? I won't put a link to the news item. There's numerous of them. But you notice all the news items are very confusing. Is the person in the red a male or a female? Was it born a female? Was it born a male? Don't really know the answers. But if you look at this person in the red, they do look very butch. Now, the person in the blue is a femon. And you all know that they're all empowered. They don't need no man. They can do anything a man can do. And they can do it better. Yeah, we've heard that so many times before. We just haven't seen it. And this is a bit of a wake-up call. At least this femon had the forethought to actually give up. And it must have been embarrassing and humiliating for her. But she did show logical thinking here. But this is when reality meets woke. Let's say you take 10 males of a certain age, and you take 10 femons of a certain age, you know, the same ages. Then pair them up, sort of thing, male against femon, and just have an all-out fight. No boxing gloves, no rules, a barroom brawl. Who's going to win out of that? Well, I'd say at least 8 males out of 10 would win, probably more. Of course, if I'm being completely honest, the males would massacre all the females. And that's facts, right? You see, males and femons are not the same. We also think different. Males are generally stronger and have more stamina. That's because femons are breeders. 85% of their body is for reproduction. That's why they have titties. But you don't see them hiding their titties at all, do you? No. They're getting them out all over the place, letting them hang out, taking their tops off. Femons are more emotional and use their feelings. That's because they're the breeders and are supposed to look after the children. But all femons want to do today is try to be like men. I thought they said that males were toxic, and yet every time you look around, they're all trying to be like males. Every time you get a femon in a controlling position in an organization, she tries to turn it into woke, to feminize the organization. Take a look at the UK police. It's a laughingstock. Then if you take a look at the heads of these sort of sections, like the Metro Police, I believe, the head is a femon. Well, at least it was. Where the new unrest has happened in the UK, the captain there is a femon of the police. And let's not us forget about the Secret Service. The head was a femon, and she tried to feminize the Secret Service. Get more femons in. Make it woke. The reason why males were generally the heads of these organizations was because it worked. Because you can't run these type of organizations by feelings alone. Femons try to blame males for the way they are. But it's not the male's fault. It's not the femon's fault. If it's anybody's fault, you've got to say it's nature's fault. I mean, femons believe the delusional things. They're starting to attack men physically, actually trying to punch them or something. And they wonder why they get knocked to the ground. Then they turn it the other way round. You shouldn't hit a femon. Oh, they want their cake and eat it too. But what a lot of femons don't realize is when femons are attacking males, males don't do the 100% on the femon. They don't attack them just like males. They treat them like a femon. They go easy. If the males didn't go easy, then the femon would be toast. Or worse. So if femons are just as strong and they can do anything a man can do, then why do we have the laws where you're not supposed to hit a femon? It's because between a male and a femon in a fight, the male will generally always win. And if a femon probably wins, very rarely, the man is just holding back. No, I think what femons actually want is for them to be able to fight males, say in a ring in a boxing match. But the male has to have his hands tied behind his back. All throughout my lifetime, I've had femons attack me, of course. In a relationship or something, or even in a marriage, it gets out of hand sometimes. But I never went full throttle like it was with a man. I treated her like a femon. In other words, I tried not to hurt her, but stop her. Because, you see, I personally know males are built stronger and more robust than a femon. Men generally, males are stronger mentally as well. Femons can break down under pressure. There you go, I've said it. And this boxing match proves it, but of course they'll double down and try and deny it. Many, many years ago, they used to call the Femons the fairer sex. Why was that? That's all changed now, of course. Most Femons today are living in a little bubble of their own, a delusional world. Well, it's children that don't really like reality either, do they? They like things like Christmas and birthdays and all that. It's about time Femons grew up, before one of them gets very seriously injured or much worse. Let me know what you think about this one, guys. I'll be very interested, you know. Moroni!
What?
Come over here, I'm gonna drink you all up.